This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Fonreth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So where I live, in the rural part of southern Illinois, in the land of apple orchards and cornfields, what I like to call the poor man's Tuscany, there aren't many elevators out here, at least not the kind that move busy men and women up and down inside a building. The tallest structures out here, the ones that tower over the horizon like a silver rocket aimed at the moon, are grain silos. And instead of people elevators, you have bucket elevators, scooping up grain, elevating the bucket to the top of the silo, and dumping it in. During harvest time, the flat landscape is covered in dust. Now, this might surprise you, but elevators have a rich history, a long, rich history. The first mention of an elevator is thought to be around 236 AD, where a gentleman named Vitruvius says something about Archimedes building an elevator around 236 BC. That's 236 BC. Just to give you some context on how long ago this was, a few decades earlier, the original Hannibal made his famous Alpine crossing to invade Italy. And also, about this time, Qin Shi Huang of the Chinese Qin dynasty ordered construction of the Great Wall of China. That probably didn't help you at all. Strangely enough, though, talk of elevators goes quiet for a number of centuries. In fact, it was nearly 1,700 years later before the first working models were actually installed. And they were installed in English and French palaces, no less. The people with the big money. While these elevators were convenient, there was just one problem. One potentially fatal problem. If the lift cable broke, the cab dropped, wounding or killing everyone inside. Naturally, your enterprising types, your Richard Bransons and P.T. Barnums of the day, saw the opportunity to make some serious cash. To save lives, yes, of course, but also to make some serious cash. One enterprising type, a man by the name of Elisha Otis, did just that. In 1852, he introduced his safety elevator. But he didn't just simply run around town nailing posters of his invention on doors and horse posts and saloon walls. No, he introduced his safety elevator with a very dramatic demonstration. In 1853, in front of a crowd of onlookers at the Crystal Palace, which was this gigantic structure made out of iron and glass, nearly 1 million square feet size, rivaling any modern shopping mall. Otis raised his safety elevator 3 stories high and then cut the cable while he was still inside. The crowd gasped. But instead of plunging into the ground below and wounding or killing Otis, the elevator stopped when a pair of knurled rollers engaged. Otis was shaken up, but unhurt. Shortly thereafter, orders came in hot and heavy for Otis's safety elevator. So here's your lesson. Otis's demonstration proves an important principle about belief. If you want people to believe in the hard to believe, then simply demonstrate what your product does. Show them how it works. The blender company Blendtec's Will It Blend YouTube videos are examples of dramatic demonstrations. to dismiss any skepticism about their claim that their blenders could grind anything and still remain sharp, BlendTech blends iPhones, camcorders, hearing aids, rakes, and so on. And it all started when the CEO, Tom Dixon, blended a box of matches. Views of the videos blew through the roof, as did sales of the blenders. In fact, these videos work so well, the YouTube channel has become somewhat of a cult fascination, people begging to see the latest tech gadgets ground into dust by the BlendTech blenders. No surprise that car salespeople rely heavily on this principle of dramatic demonstration. A good salesman, instead of wasting hours talking about a car, they simply hand over the keys. And this is how, as a young couple with two small children, my wife and I ended up with a used Buick Regal instead of a minivan. See, after taking the Regal for a test drive, I simply could not see myself in anything else but those leather seats, with the sunroof open, the Monsoon stereo system booming, and that turbocharged V6 zooming us along to our children's next playdate at the Magic House. That little drive the salesman offered snookered me. And you, friend, must do the same. You must find a way to demonstrate your product, whether it is software or a service. You'll have to be creative. Legend has it that Drew Houston, the guy behind Dropbox, demonstrated how his product would work with a short video. And this was before the product was even created. Before and after photos are simple but dramatic demonstrations too. The ShamWow video was a dramatic demonstration. It had to be because of the claim that it could hold 12 times its weight in liquid had to be seen. It was dramatic. So don't forget, the more dramatic, the better. And by the way, the next time you are in an elevator, say thanks to Elisha Otis and his knurled rollers. We no longer have to fear becoming pancakes every time we ride the elevator. And until next time, take care.